want to know how to love the Lord. The book of John was written for you because it is all about love. In fact, John, the author of the book of John, never mentions his own name in the book. He calls himself the one who Jesus loved. And that's what the book of John is. It is the story of Jesus written by the one who Jesus loved. It is a book all about love. It is about the Father's love for the Son. It is about the Son's love for the Father. It is about their love for us, and it is about how we can love them. Will you pray with me, please? Will you pray right now that God would introduce you to the book of John? Would you pray that you would be filled with a desire to read the book of John? And would you pray that the Holy Spirit would help you understand the message that John was trying to give us? Would you pray now for the other people in this room, that they would understand the message of the book of John, that they would have an insatiable desire to read the book of John, and that through the book of John, God would show them how to have a relationship with Him. Now, would you please pray for me that I would accurately introduce the book of John in such a way that if John himself were here, he would come up to me and say, "Great job, Dave. That's what I meant to say." May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen. The book of John, again, is my favorite gospel. And I'm going to tell you, I'm amazed that you pay me to study the book of John all week. By all means, please continue to do so. But it was a real, real joy to study the book of John. The book starts out with the most amazing description of Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? Who is he really? Please open to the book of John, chapter 1. Who is Jesus Christ? John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. There was the true light, which coming into the world enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified about him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me.' For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him." Do you want to know the one true God? Do you want to know the true Jesus Christ? Do you want to know how to have a relationship with the Father and the Son? The book of John was written so that you may know how to have eternal life. Don't you wish that Jesus would come down for just a few moments and that you could ask him, "How do I have a relationship with God?" Just a few moments, Jesus could come down, you get 5 minutes with him, and say, "How do I have a relationship with God?" Brothers and sisters of Trinity Baptist Church, Jesus had those very conversations with people. And you can read about them in the book of John. The book of John is a gift to the church, an incredible gift. You see, 2,000 years ago, a religious leader in Jerusalem came to Jesus by night and wanted to talk to him about the kingdom of God. And that conversation is recorded in the book of John. Would you please turn to John chapter 3? John 3. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I said to you, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Are you the teacher of Israel and do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and testify of what we have seen, and you do not accept our testimony. If I told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven but he who has descended from heaven, the Son of Man. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whoever believes will in him have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Do you want to learn how to have a relationship with God? God wants you to know that too. God wants you to know how to have a relationship with him, and that is why he has given us the book of John. The book of John is absolutely amazing. As you read through the book, you can read Jesus' conversations with people about the kingdom of God. Wouldn't it be amazing if you ran into Jesus at Walmart? If you ran into Jesus at Costco, if you ran into Jesus at the gas station, and you were doing your business, you were just there filling up your gas tank, and Jesus walked up. Or you were just there filling your carton with groceries, and Jesus walked up. Jesus had a conversation just like that. There was a woman who came to the well to draw water, and Jesus happened to be there, and he said, "Will you give me a drink?" And they had a life-changing conversation, and that conversation is recorded for us to read and learn from in the book of John. Please turn to chapter 4, verse 7. John 4, 7. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. John 4, 9. Therefore the Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink, since I am a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." She said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? You are not greater than our father Jacob, are you, who gave us the well and drank of it himself and his sons and his cattle?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life." I hope you understand, brothers and sisters, this book of John is so simple, yet so profound and so life-changing. If you will just sit and read it cover to cover, it will be abundantly clear to you who Jesus is, why he came, and how to have eternal life. Let me show you one of the most favorite portions of Scripture. One of my favorite five verses in the entire Bible. One that I read over and over again and live by. It is one of my favorite passages, John 6:33. 35. Please turn there. John 6:35. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will certainly not cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of God who sent me, that of all that he has given me, I lose nothing, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who beholds the Son and believes in him will have eternal life, and I myself will raise him up on the last day." Praise his holy name. Have you ever heard a sermon that is so powerful it absolutely changed your life? I have. When I was in college, a pastor by the name of Sammy Tippett came to my college and preached a sermon that absolutely changed my life. Sammy has written a book, which I have here. It is called The Prayer Factor. And about the time he wrote this book, he came to my college to preach a sermon on prayer. And the sermon absolutely changed my life. He ignited a love of prayer in my heart that very day. And that very day I made a commitment. I said, I'm going to go on a prayer walk every single morning of my life. And 30 years later, I am still doing it. That sermon changed my life. But it's not my favorite one. It's not my favorite sermon at all. My favorite sermon, period, no competition whatsoever, is called the Upper Room Discourse. And it is John 13:14, 15, 16, and 17. This is one sermon from our Lord Jesus Christ that you can read whenever you want. Do you realize that? You don't need to go online. You don't need sermons. Jesus Christ himself preached a sermon to his disciples right before his crucifixion, and John recorded it for us. And you can read it anytime you want. Let me just give you a couple of samples. Join me in John 14:15. John 14:15. If you love me, says Jesus, you will keep my commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. After a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. In that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and will disclose myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, what then has happened that you're going to disclose yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. He who does not love me does not keep my word. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while abiding with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I've said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. Let me give you another sample. John 15:1. John 15:1. Jesus says this to us. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, so that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I've spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commands, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. The book of John, Trinity Baptist, is an incredible treasure. Do you want to have an amazing devotional life this week? Do you want to have a wonderful time with Jesus this week? Open the book of John. Any chapter will be fantastic. Please trust me on that. Open the book of John. Start with chapter 1:1-18, and just let God tell you who Jesus is. Start from there. The wedding at Cana. The conversation with Nicodemus, the conversation with the woman at the well, the conversation with the Pharisees, Jesus and the woman caught in adultery, Jesus and the good shepherd, Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead, the upper room discourse, John 13-17, the crucifixion, the resurrection. And John ends the book with these amazing words, John 20:30-31. Therefore, many other signs Jesus performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these have been written. The book of John was written, Trinity Baptist, so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And that by believing, you may have life in his name. Amen? Amen? The book of John, Trinity Baptist. Treasure it. Read it. Let your life be changed.